Good morning. Today is Wednesday, September the 23rd, 263rd day of the new year. Joining us this morning, Humboldt County Supervisor Virginia Bass. How you doing?
Good.
So it's the show.
And that usually could be worrisome.
Yes. This morning's talk shop is presented in part by Redwood Region Economic Development Corporation and Commission. Sorry. Okay, fine. You caught me. And CDH Painting. I got that right. Dwayne and the guys at CDH.
I remember you saying that before.
No, it's because I forgot about it.
Oh.
Now I'm not.
Well, so I wasn't imagining or not.
Okay. No, not everything, either. No.
Okay.
Your imagination runs pretty rampant, though, anyway. Our quote this morning. Let's see if we find one about imagination or creativity. How about just the mind functioning? Oh, okay, that'll work.
The mind functioning?
Yes.
On a Friday.
The invariable mark of wisdom is to see the miraculous in the common. Waldo Emerson.
Well, it's things like the sunset. It's a common thing, but it's it's an amazing
or daisy.
Thing to see.
Easy.
Yeah.
Don't go too deep on that one. A balanced budget could be a miraculous thing.
You know, every day waking up is a miraculous thing.
Yeah, with everything functioning, sort of.
True.
Oh, boy. So the Coastal Commission came calling to town.
They certainly did.
A couple of weeks ago now. What impressions did they have? Because I know one of the primary things, I think the reason they came here was so you guys could drag them through, what's Andy calling it now, the green space behind Bayshore Mall. You know, so want to give credit to naming it anything anymore. And to have them see what was and what is reality in Humboldt County.
Well, you know, it's funny. I think that's what a lot of us were thinking. And I was just, how do I put this? I think I was... being a partner, helping coordinate some of that. But it wasn't the main thing. There was a Coastal Commission meeting here, as there is every fall. And they took the opportunity, along with Senator McGuire's office and his aide, Rob Christensen. How do I put it? Highly suggested and requested that members of the commission go on a tour with the city to see the environmental damages that are being done.
You mean you ran an excursion for them through the homeless camps?
Yeah, but it wasn't as easy as that. Trying to get Coastal Commission members who are here for a meeting and this isn't on their agenda, you can't get all of them because you can only have a few because you can't
Brown
have
Act.
A quorum.
Okay.
And, you know, so there was a lot of finessing, and McGuire's office was very involved in that. And where I came in and helped was I have two supervisor friends of mine from San Mateo and San Diego counties that I happened to be meeting with the week before, and I point blank asked them if they would stay for the tour, and one kind of was like, well, you know, I gotta head back, and let's just say we had conversations about how I've helped them.
T-bone? Filet?
No, they didn't want to stay that long, but I did. We had a conversation on how I had kind of came to their aid at one time, so it was just, thank you very much.
Why did you do that? It was payback.
You can call it anything you want. Let's just say, you know, to try to encourage, it was just great to see someone, you know, having an interest after 3 years that I personally have been complaining in a group that these folks, you know, two of the individuals sit on. They were sufficiently interested, and they actually took the time to come and look.
Good. We'll talk about what they saw when we come back. It's 8:19.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:23. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Virginia Bass. Virginia, in consideration or looking at some of the different challenges that are out there, getting the regulating boards to come here. I would think that it would be just as challenging, even though Coastal Commission meets here somewhat regularly, to get the State Transportation Board. to come here and look at the challenges that Broadway has in this small little town. What are you guys going to do to help us out with this? Now, obviously, it can happen because Confusion Hill slide was addressed. Okay. 299 was addressed. Caltrans, obviously, is involved in those projects. Last Chance Grade, south of Crescent City, needs to be addressed. They're on board. I mean, there, so there are opportunities.
A lot of work on that one, but, yeah.
But is it really a heavy lift to get these folks to show up and to do kind of what they're tasked with as being on these boards?
You know, as far as the boards, it might be more difficult. Staff, perhaps easier. But I know that the city of Eureka has worked really hard at getting even water agencies to come out and look. And that's kind of where it's really nice to have Senator McGuire's local staffer on board. You know, his goal is to start bringing every regulatory agency that has something to do with that area out here. He's very energetic. So is, you know, as we all know, Senator McGuire. You know, put him and Supervisor Bone next to each other and, you know, you get exhausted just watching them think even because they're just always, always
trying so
looking
hard.
At the, well, and then looking
so
at
hard.
The next thing. They're always looking. And he's the first one I'm thinking in a while that's really put a lot of effort into starting to help get resources into our community to look at some of these thornier issues.
Is our homeless condition, I guess condition would be a fair term to use, in Humboldt County unique? Not that it exists, but the brand of character we have, the aggressiveness that they have. What did we have, 3 knifings last week alone in the homeless community, and nobody's willing to press charges on anybody? That to me is just weird stuff.
Yeah, you know, we've talked about that when I go to the meetings with other counties, and that's what I kept telling the other coastal counties when we'd go to these meetings. I'm saying, we're not the only ones who have this issue of, you know, the general issue. And I think there's agreement there. But it is, I think, different in the different communities. Santa Cruz apparently, you know, still has a large problem, but it's less visible. Is the Humboldt County homeless, you know, issue in those, you know, marshy areas or in the woods, the green belt, are they more aggressive, you know?
The types of people that we have here versus the types that are in other
locations.
Yeah,
I was at several of the meetings that the city of Eureka had with Focus Strategies, and they also came to the county. They're the ones who've been working with the city on the homeless kind of aspect of their general plan. And, you know, she actually said that she thought that it was a more aggressive type of behavior than in other communities.
So
but
our,
that's
our
an, that's anecdotal. But I
perceptually, it's
I think
there.
So. Okay. And you know exactly why is that is elusive
because they can,
or they have, you know, a variety.
Everybody's got the mental issues. Everybody's got the meth heads. Everybody's got that kind of stuff because they can. I think sometimes we overanalyze things instead of just kind of going, yeah, okay. Or it doesn't really matter. Here's what they're doing.
But, you know, since we're mentioning
No. That's
you're not
segment.
Ready for me to move on
next
to that?
Next segment. What was the reaction from the coastal commissioners that did take the tour through the marsh, along the trail, seeing the encampments? I don't know if they were hassled or not. Probably with a bunch of government official types.
One of them, actually, Janelle Beeland, she's the undersecretary with, not the Department of the Interior, but she's another member of the Coastal Commission that actually came on the tour. And I said, well, thank you for coming. And she said, it was very interesting. And I said, well, that's a good word to use. Other folks that were there, the supervisors that I knew, we also had Martha McClure, supervisor from Del Norte County. And like I said, one from San Mateo and one from San Diego. And especially the San Mateo supervisor, Carol Groom, she was going through and noticing, you know, the difficulty in, you know, not being able to have a management plan. They were talking about how you could work, not management plan for the humans, but you know, that's part of it. But for the vegetation, as far as, you know, Coastal Commission was there to look for the environmental. And so I think the four of them saw that there's some real issues, and they all were saying, you know, that they thought that there was a way to be able to help. The other aspect of it, but what that is, I don't know. And of course, this was not staff with them, and these are four commissioners who recognize that there's an issue, but they don't drive the bus. Oh, just four of them.
But at least when the concept is presented in front of them,
they will have
with whatever
seen it. Yeah.
We want to do, there'll be familiarity.
Yeah, and the other part that they noticed is many of them were talking about their own homeless situations and some of the things that they've done that they've had a measure of success with. So that's different than the Coastal Commission part of their job, but they're also thinking about how they can help with the human part of the job.
You guys don't share that stuff on a regular basis?
You know, we do when we're small groups, but when you're talking about the large programs, like Santa Cruz, Charlotte McDonald was down there recently and had an opportunity to meet with some leadership group. And we're going to start talking with them about how they have been working on their issue. I hate it when you do the countdown.
What do you say? Oh, five, four.
Three. You know, anyway, we learn from others, but it's not just easily. You can't just transmit it by email.
See, I knew you could boil it down. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Humboldt County Supervisorette Virginia Bass.
You haven't done that in a while.
Well, I could say Bear Babe, but then people would be thinking B-A-R-E instead of B-E-A-R.
And they're going,
so
whoa,
that'd be more confusing. Bears in the woods. I know there's a lot of jokes about that. However,
it's not a joke when they keep you up all night
long.
When
they are really there. It's interesting because of where we are. You know, we were talking before the break about the homeless and the kind of implying the rural nature of the area. Okay, a lot of hunting, a lot of fishing, all that kind of stuff. But when we start getting, you know, the possums and the Danish
raccoons,
rats and the coons.
Foxes
and the skunks and bear in the neighborhoods, in cities. Yeah, the only ones missing is the cougar, and I think they must have just missed the bus coming into town.
And that has not been missed. Remember, there was a
sighting. Arcadis had them a couple of times.
There was a sighting behind Zane. Oh, by the way, it was behind my house that my neighbor saw also. But thankfully, I missed that whole thing.
Good. Well, you know,
and
so we got all kinds
of. You don't
live
that far from there, you know.
I
wouldn't go out at
scratching
night.
Distance. So, obviously, things are changing for whatever reason. If there's a lot more food for these critters, if we're not doing any animal control on these things, if the drought is pushing them down, it's not just this year, so wouldn't say it's the drought. Something is going on. Is there anybody paying attention to these kinds of things? Because it's not abnormal now to see roadkill in the city of Eureka. And you go, wait a minute. And it's not the neighborhood cat. I mean, things with big furry tails and different markings.
Yeah.
It's weird and it's different.
Well, you know, I don't know how weird and different it is. I remember, but I think it is a little different when you get to the core of the city versus out in Cutton.
I've seen it
for years. You know, possums, I never knew what they looked like. I've never seen one that wasn't, unfortunately, in the condition you talked about, because they come out at night and they move slow. Raccoons have always been around.
You know, you wonder how they move around is because they're only an inch tall?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they're not moving much by the time I see them. But, you know, we do seem to have, like you mentioned, the barren, you know, in near the area where I live, there is a very large bear that's been coming around, and it's not unusual. I mean, cutting their bear all over in Lombard Hills, but it's
the canyons,
unusual
the woods, the
to
forest.
See them getting as close into the heart of Eureka. And, you know, at the same time, you start looking at our activities and what we do, we're not helpful. It's like we leave our garbage cans out all week. garbage night. You know, in Tahoe, they don't take the garbage out until they hear the truck coming. And, you know, it's in the middle of the night because they know what happens. And the more food they have access to, it's easier pickings than trying to get a lot of berries and things in a very dry year where there's not a lot of water to grow fat berries. And, you know, and the size of the guy that's coming by our place, I don't think berries is enough for him. Quite frankly,
I think I'm still locked on the vision of you running out with slippers at like 5:30 in the morning to get the garbage can out there in time.
Yeah.
Before the truck is down the path to the next guy.
Hey, last week I was chasing down the neighbor. I was in bed at 11 and I heard a garbage can being rolled out, and I'm literally running out there in the same kind of thing saying, "Don't put it out." And anyway, I just think, you know, we have to look at the habits that we have. What I have learned is, even though a bear is big and it's in your yard and you have animals and children, it's not necessarily considered a health safety threat. And, of course, I used to think they would just trap them and move them somewhere else. But in California, that's not what happens. If they trap the bear, that's the curtain, you know, curtains for Mr. Bear. And, you know, so it's a very complex issue. Fish and Wildlife is the one who makes the determination. So what do we do as individuals that, you know, we choose to live next to a greenbelt?
But in the middle of a town, that's different. I mean, if you're living in an interface, let's say if you're freshwater.
Well, Cutting.
Okay, there's one, you know, there's not a lot of development in the neighborhood. I mean, there may be houses and stuff, but, you know, you got a couple acres, you got a lot of trees, bushes, I guess, versus in the middle of a subdivision where there are houses, and I mean, it's a different dynamic. Doesn't the county have, let's see now, let me go back, Gary Markergaard used to be, I know he's not.
The trapper?
The shooter.
Well, that's
it wasn't
that's
a trap.
It's called, through the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And
I thought it was UC Extension.
USDA.
Okay.
But I've only found this out by going through the process of calling people to call people to call people. It's like, all right, so you get to the guy who actually is the one who would go out and take care of the issue.
Yeah.
And but then you find out that Fish and Wildlife are the folks who actually issue the permit. So the trapper's one thing, but he has to get the go-ahead.
Why don't you just call Cookman? We'll take care of it. Yeah, he probably has a tag, doesn't he?
There are a lot of people. Yeah, I think there's a problem with like shooting so close to houses.
But, yeah, particularly with the aim of the guys I know.
Yeah, so it's become, I've decided that my side yard is a thoroughfare though, because I have new huge claw marks every morning going over my fence. And it's like, okay, I don't have any food here, but he's obviously going by. And so I've.
So why don't you station somebody in your family out there to monitor and make sure that it's okay?
That's kind of, you know, I have all sorts of
suggestions,
comments I could
say.
Let me just say, with Lady being, our dog being 16 and not very fast on her feet, and she usually wants to go out around 4:30, if you don't think I'm looking around and saying, boy, Lady,
hors d'oeuvres on wheels.
You better hurry, because one of us is staying behind.
One of us can outrun the other.
You start looking at things differently. I didn't realize the barbecue grills that aren't scraped off is a big calling card.
Your dog doesn't want to lick the grills if you don't clean them?
No, it's more like the bear smells.
Well, the bear is a big dog, right? I mean, for this analogy.
Sure. I wish I had the picture for you.
Our dogs want it. You know, I mean, they're always kind of hanging out waiting for something to fall off the grill. I mean,
yeah,
I would think that.
It could be. I mean, a variety of things called, you know, bears are.
Called bears or called grills? Okay. Time for a break. KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:42.
I was going to say.
We'll reset and we'll be back.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:46. We're back talking shop this morning with Virginia Bass. Virginia, if somebody does have, whether it's a bear or something weird going on, and they don't think it's the goofballs on bikes, What do you go? Where do you go? It's not animal control, is it?
You wouldn't.
Or do you
the
start
first,
there?
The first night, I got a text from my neighbor saying, I don't know if you know this, but the bear's in your backyard. It was like 9 o'clock at night. I started calling anything I could think of, you know, and called animal control, and they gave me a few numbers. One of them was at the county, and I'm not sure where it was supposed to end up with at the county, but it went to three different, you know, rolled over to three different phones, and the message that came across was from one of the engineers, and I'm thinking, okay, that is, I don't want engineers taking offense at this, but I don't want the bear to be talked to death or something. And it's like, or there's got to be.
Let's build a cage around him.
This is probably not the right place for the phone call to go. Yeah. So ended up calling the ag commissioner the next day, who then has sent me actually a lot of resources, and we do have those available at the county. But you know, part of it is you can call Fish and Wildlife. And you can call the...
I've got an unlicensed big dog in my backyard.
Very, very big dog.
See how quick they may respond out of animal control, huh?
Yeah, and well, you know, and this is weird because it's in the city of Eureka, too. So you've got the county and the city and a state agency trying to figure out what do you do with this. And, you know, you have different standards of what's okay in the neighborhood. Fish and Wildlife is like, all right, how do I put this... I had Mark Wheatley from Arcata was checking. He said, well, let me ask a friend because he works in that, you know, that world. And he says, they said, well, is it a marauding bear? And he goes, well, what's a marauding bear? Well, is it eating sheep? It's like, well, no, there's no sheep in the neighborhood. Well, you know, but it was like, okay, so there's different forms of thinking on what is a danger to where you live.
Yeah, livestock or.
So, yeah, that's a really good, you know, a good. Question.
So, you know,
I don't have that answer yet.
Get a furry
yet.
Jacket, put on your dog.
I just like
there
to
goes
get...
a sheep right there. It's going right out. I mean, come on. Yeah, I would think if you're trying to justify, figure out da da da, somebody's going to get hurt with this
well,
stupid
see,
thing
that,
coming through the neighborhood
exactly.
because of wondering what agency we want to be PC. We don't want to. I'm sorry. If there's a bear in the backyard, most of us are going to, if we don't have guns, find somebody who does, and deal with it.
Well, you know, and
I mean, it's. I don't know how else you would want to because everybody in the neighborhood's in danger now.
I had bears out and cutting, and they used to hang out on the deck, and there was a mama and two babies. I just watched from inside. But this is a different situation. It's in the middle of town. There's not – the McKay Forest is not over there.
You don't have little ones?
I don't have little ones, but I do have, you know, animals. But you do start wondering. It's like, okay, so you have to start having evidence that somebody's hurt or something's hurt, or even worse, Booner. The bear has been seen out on Booner. So a lot of cars come down there. Is it an accident that's going to not only take out the bear, but could really...
Walkers,
yeah.
Bikers, kids going to school. I mean, there's a whole bunch of different scenarios that skateboarders at midnight.
Yeah, so, well...
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's, you know, it's great that we have wildlife. I love seeing deer. I hardly ever see them, and every once in a while, I'll get a glimpse in my neighbor's yard.
It's because you got a bear.
Now, of course, my neighbor who no longer lives in the neighborhood that you know
yeah,
well
yeah.
says that bear's been there a long time. He was there when I was there. It's like, well, that would explain why he's like that big, but how come I've never seen him in the 10 years I've been
So why not do birdseed? They fly. They don't eat you. Thanks for coming by.
Did you ever see the movie The Birds? Yeah, watch
oh, yeah,
what you
right.
say there.
Okay, stay out of San Francisco. Join us tomorrow morning for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out making a good day. Hug someone. You'll see you then.